Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to Sixth Sense Sisters with Missy and Liza. And I am Missy.
And I am Liza.
And welcome and happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Happy Mother's Day.
It is Sunday, May 8th, 2016.
It's not just Mother's Day.
No,
it is
not.
Missy's birthday.
It is my birthday. So, yeah, it is. Believe it or not, it is my birthday, and I am years old.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. I'm just putting on the Facebook. I'm just putting it on the Facebook.
On the Facebook page. On the Facebook.
We're on. We are broadcasting live on the air. So it is my B-Day. I've been celebrating pretty much since Friday. I'm good with that, and it's been fun. I've had a pretty good day. It was awesome. So listen, it is, the second Sunday of the month, so we are, doing readings tonight, but of course, before we do our readings, we're going to talk about what we did this week, whether it's spiritually or otherwise, whether we, stared at a tree that grew outside of our window or not.
Ha!
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 It's starting to get warmer here in New York, and actually might be in the 70s all week this week, which makes me mucho happio.
Nice. I think it's going to be that way here, too.
Awesome. But yeah. I wanted to talk about last night. I had the opportunity to go up to Sugarloaf, New York. Now, in Sugarloaf, New York, there is a beautiful theater. Sugarloaf Performing Arts Center. I cannot say enough about this little tiny theater. Not tiny, though. It's just a nice theater. It's beautiful. And it was great. And I went to go see James von Prague and Tony Stockwell. If you're unfamiliar with the two of them, they're both mediums. Tony Stockwell is from England. He has been around for about 30 years doing his thing. And he's very good. He's very funny, very... Liza, he's from England.
He is.
That's where my alter ego is from. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
And he's just lovely, and he is a great medium. I loved his style, the way he channeled, the way he was humorous, and it was great. He made some really good connections with people, and I think he did a lot of healing. And then after halftime, we had Mr. James von Prague. And if you don't know who he is, he has been around. He was he helped out the TV show Ghost Whisperer. He was like their, what would you call that? His, when people come out and help and they're like a professional, I don't even know what that's called. Do you know what I mean?
Well, like assistants or something? He had assistants?
Kind of like a... Like a technical expert or something of that way. Like an expert in the subject. So he was on set and would help, with different stories and, different ghost stories and things like that. Anyway, so he was there and, his energy is different than Tony's. And before James came out, they started playing, I Got a Feeling, and he comes out dancing. Oh, it was great. He really got the vibration really high.
Oh my gosh. That's cool.
It was kind of lulling, but he really got the vibration high. And it was funny because as soon as he started doing that, he wanted everyone to stand up. My crown was like tingly on fire crazy. And and before that, I was feeling, which I get a lot, is in the back of my head when a lot of spirit are around, or if I'm over-induced with spirit, if you will. I'm sorry. That would be my dog.
Wow.
Everyone, that's Haunt. I believe he's found a squirrel. And that would be the back of my head. It would get really painful. And it was amazing. He was really, his style is pretty cool. He's
it
really
was
fast.
Amazing.
Yeah. I mean, his style was really good because when he got spirit, he would immediately get it out, and he was really fast with the information.
Oh, wow.
It was really, it wasn't a lot of downtime. So it was really interesting to see the two of them work separately. And then at the end they worked together, kind of tag teamed. But it was a lot of fun, and I'm really glad I went. And I met a really cool lady who makes jewelry. Her name is, I'll give her a shout out, Shireen Baff, Baff, intentionsjewelry.com. Her bracelets are infused with energy, and they have different, if you go to her website, you can see the different bracelets that she has. One's for St. Michael, one's for angelic realm, and all these different, it's very, very neat.
Cool.
But she was really cool. So it was a lot of fun, and I'm glad I went. And yeah, that's all I got.
That's all you got.
And it's my birthday.
And it is your birthday, yes.
It is. How's your week, Wes?
My week was kind of quiet. I had a few things going on, not too much. Did I talk about the pet urns last weekend? I can't remember.
You did. Yes, you
yeah,
did.
Yeah, I got them, and then, my weeks, honestly, have just been, just meshing together, and I honestly don't know which way is up or which way is down. So I'm just going to say it ahead of time. I'm going to apologize tonight because I'm a little off. So I'm really trying to ask spirit to help me tonight for people that are going to be calling in for readings. Cause for some reason it's just a little chaotic. I don't know.
Okay.
So my weeks have just been kind of blending, and yeah, I'm just what's going on? So, this week will be, I've got a couple clients, and, I've got a couple animal clients, and then, I had Barney's surgery. Barney's surgery was on my dogs.
That's right.
Surgery was on Friday, and he had his lump on his paw removed. And oh my gosh, he's a big old hot mess right now. He's got this cone on his head and this big old thing on his foot, and he's just
my gosh,
he's running into stuff. And I'm just like, I can't, I don't want to laugh. I guess I don't want to be insensitive, but I'm just like, oh my god, you poor thing, you're just a hot mess. So yeah, I know. And he was to wear this cone for 2 weeks, and I'm like, that's BS that they have to wear this cone for 2 weeks. It's crazy. That he has to do it. So I took it off a little bit today, but then he was kind of licking at his bandages. So I'm going to talk. I have to take him back in tomorrow and have them look over this bandage and make sure, because he's been so stubborn and he's been jumping up on things. And I'm like, don't do that, because you're not supposed to jump. He's not supposed to take the stairs, but it's like he's doing it anyway. So obviously he's not in any pain. But he hasn't been taking his pain medication either. So he's just been stubborn. He's like, I don't want to take my medicine.
He doesn't want it.
He doesn't want it. He doesn't want his medicine. He took it before, and now he doesn't want it. And, now he's just like, just whatever, let me do my thing. I'm like, okay, fine. I'll let you do your thing. So
yeah,
I had that going. But this week is, this week will be picking up. But yeah, I just wanted to kind of apologize ahead of time, and I'm going to try to, answer you guys' questions as much as possible. And I'm hoping that it just is kind of, puts on hold for you guys tonight, my stuff going on kind of on hold, so I can help you guys out there in our blog talk world land to help you with your, readings and such. Yes.
Exactly. If you'd like to call in, the number is 773 773-897-6118. Again, 773-897-6118. We have put up the links on Facebook. And once again, oh, what's that number? Oh, yeah, it's 773-897-6118. I do also have the chat room open if you wish not to be on air. That is totally cool. So we are here for you. And I really, you know, while we're waiting for people to call in and talk to us, I really can't tell you enough about last night. It was just so crazy. Because I've never been to a demonstration like that before in that capacity. I've been to Lilydale, which was a little different.
So it was more of a demonstration then? Is that what you're saying?
Well,
or more of a gallery reading?
Gallery. I guess, would you call it a gallery? It was 600 of your closest friends? What? It's kind of like,
well,
what Teresa does, but not
okay,
with
yeah.
thousands of
so
people.
So kind of a larger scale gallery reading type thing.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
And I've done that when I, yeah, it was. And when I went to Lilydale, they did that there. You have to go down to the stump.
Oh my God,
which
I would
is
love to go to Lilydale.
Come on. I'm going.
I know. Awesome.
You can come with us. I like to go, and I'm going to go for a couple of days this summer. And I like to go there. It was great. I went summer before last. And it was a really great experience. And I go with my childhood friend, Amy, and we're going to go this year, and we're going to stay a couple days.
Very cool.
And just hang out and, you know, lay low. But when you go to Lilydale, they have this thing, the stump. And if you go to the stump every day, they have certain mediums that will come in and read the entire group. Now, you're going to get, like, six of them because they each have, like, 10 minutes maybe each. So it's not a lot of time, and you're going to find the one that speaks to you. And since it was both of our first times being there, and Amy isn't as sensitive, so she, but she could tell who was being difficult and who wasn't, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
You know, not difficult, but just being not really truthful. I don't know. It was kind of like a sham. I felt like one of the guys was like selling a used car.
Really?
Yeah, it was kind of lame. Hey, we do have a call on hold, so I'm going to go right to it. Hold on 1 second.
Let's go right to it.
Here we go. Hey there, you're on with Missy and Liza. Good evening.
Hi. Yeah, my name's Brandy. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Brandy. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
Are
had
you celebrating Mother's Day?
But...
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was going to, but my mom lost her dog yesterday, so she's down.
So sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a
but
bummer.
But, yeah,
how
things have been pretty stagnant, and I was just curious if y'all had any messages for me.
Well?
Oh, God, I'm kind of, like, stuck on your mom's dog at the moment.
Yeah, or anything about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of hard for her.
Oh, of course it was. It's
yeah.
so difficult to lose a pet, you know?
For anyone, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you kind of going through your own kind of spiritual awakening?
Yes.
I thought so. Kind of like, well, are you getting messages and they're not, let's see, not consistent. You're kind of going through like this rebirthing, like this restructuring, this rethinking, refocusing on your spirituality, basically.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you're kind of on your, you're kind of on your karmic path. You're heading in the right direction.
That's good.
Yes. So, the choices that you make now are very important, and they're very important for your not only your spiritual growth, but your life lessons that you're learning. Let's see. There's tons of people around you that are assisting you, whether it's your family members or your friends or your angels or your guides. You may not think that they are helping, but they are helping. Call on them. Call on your angels. Call on your guides. Have them send you messages. If you, you know, if you're starting to receive messages or you're feeling like you want to start doing card readings or something, or anything, you know, and you're still kind of doubting, your head is kind of like, oh no, that's not right, or that's not true. I'm not really thinking there. I'm not really feeling that. I'm not really experiencing that. So you kind of have to feel, okay, is this my ego or is this my heart talking? So call on your angels and your guides for that guidance. That's what they're there for. That's what they, you know, they want you to say, hey, scream out, I need your help, please. You know, I mean,
right.
Universe, send me something, you know. So
exactly.
Just keep in mind that your personal priorities as well as your spiritual connection. So whatever your priorities are right now, you want to still keep those in mind. But just try to get more attuned in that spiritual connection. I see lots of good things. I mean,
is that like the area of career that would be good for me, is getting into something more metaphysical?
Yes. Is that something you want to do?
Well, I'm not really sure, honestly.
You know, there's so many different avenues when it comes to the metaphysical world and the holistic world. I mean, you can go from acupuncture to massage therapy to energy healing to, you know, intuitive card readings. I mean, there's so many things. So you kind of have to just go through and be like, okay, what really piques my interest? You know, you want to be a healer, right?
Yes.
You feel called to be a healer. Okay.
Yes.
So we're all healers in some aspect, you know, I mean, whether you're a teacher or, you know, you work at the grocery store, you know, I mean, you're a healer, you know, we're all healers, but something in the metaphysical world. So something that just kind of piques your interest, something that you, you know, kind of go through and look and do your research and, you know, kind of, you know, read up on things. You know, there's tons of books out there. There's tons of things that you can, you know, read up on. And if something piques your interest, then, you know, do it. Go for it.
Right.
Don't look down a narrow hallway and not see the doors that are on either side. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Open all the doors.
Oh, yeah.
Open all those doors until something speaks to you. Because I think down the road, you're going to find what, you know, everybody has their niche. What is your niche? And
yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out, is what my niche is.
And you will, Brandy. You know what? It takes a while. You know, we didn't wake up and say, hey, we're going to do a radio show. No. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
We're still.
Right.
we're still
in
taking
the process.
Classes.
We're
still
figuring things out.
It's always
out,
a
yeah.
process. Exactly. So, you know. So totally take your time, and thank you so. And you know what? Keep in touch with us and let us know how is it going. And if there's any way we can help you, please find us on Facebook and private message us. That's why we're here. We're here to get the information out. We're here to help you. We're here to teach. So if we can be of any service to you, let us know. And, you know, thanks for calling, Brandy. And I really hope that you can don't doubt yourself. That's what I'm going to leave you with.
All
don't,
right, thank y'all both.
Yeah,
you're
you have
very
a great
welcome.
Night, dear. Have a good night.
You too.
All right, good night, dear. Oh, yay, Brandy.
Yay.
Okay.
You said I was breaking up a little bit. Is that what it was?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Oh.
Somebody was in your room. Let me go to our next call. Hold on.
Oh, we got another caller. Okay, let's go.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi
there. Good evening. It's Missy and Liza. Who do we have?
Hi, this is Trish. How are you?
Hey, Trish, how are you? We're good.
I'm doing okay. I was wondering if I could get a message on Mother's Day. I probably what everyone else is asking you.
Actually, no. Messages are cool. Messages are very cool. Do you have an aunt that passed?
Several.
Yeah.
Several. There wouldn't be, she wouldn't be called, let's see. Her name wouldn't be Eileen, would it?
No.
Oh, okay. I just had an Eileen visiting me earlier, so I was like, oh, well, maybe this is the person that she belongs to. So go ahead, Missy.
Oh, no, it's cool. No, no, this is what Liza and I do. We, like, tag team each other. It cracks me up.
Right.
No, actually, I'm getting the letter S like Sam, and she bears this particular – I just get this aunt feeling, this female aunt feeling, and then she was very close to you. Whether or not I think that she was around you more than when you were smaller, and when, as you grew, I mean, obviously she journeyed on to her, the next portion of her life, but she's never left you. And I think she leaves you messages and you don't really see them all the time. Am I ringing true at any of this?
Well, I did have one aunt out of all of them that was, closer to me. I don't know about the messages. Like you said,
you
I probably
found
don't
them.
See them, so I don't recognize them.
Right. But she's with you a lot. I feel that she's with you a lot. Okay.
What
she says? Ask her about the roses. Does that mean anything?
I'm thinking.
Ask her. I just get ask her about the roses, and then I. But the problem is, she says roses, and I see daisies. So maybe that's just flowers in general?
I'm trying to think of what type of flowers were at the funeral. I you know what? I honestly don't remember.
But it doesn't even have to be at the funeral. Like, what were her favorite flowers? Was she, you know, maybe she had a favorite. Or maybe she had flowers at her house. Or, but when I see, when I think that I see daisies, I see a lot of bright colors. I see a lot of bright colors, and it's in front of this house. I see, like, and they came up at different times, and she really enjoyed them. And I think
that
you did
more
when
like
you were
my mom.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She had
okay.
a big she had a very extensive landscaping in front of her house with all sorts of flowers.
Okay. And she has passed?
Yes.
Okay. And does she, because I heard ding, 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 like you won the prize when you said, I think it's my mom. Okay. So then I'm seeing this. So she had like, did she have roses or a rose bush? And did she have daisies? And did she have tulips? And is that what she liked to do? Like she liked her flowers?
Yeah, she had tulips and daisies and all sorts of flowers. I don't remember roses. She may have. I just don't remember.
That's okay. That's
roses
okay.
actually just symbolizes too. Roses can symbolize love. Like she's giving you love. She's showing you that she's with you. She's there with you. She's always watching over you. She comes and visits you all the time. Whether or not you see the messages or not, she's bringing you roses and saying, you know, these are roses for my love.
Yeah, she's pretty much saying, here I am. Thanks for thinking of me on Mother's Day. You know, who's blonde? Who has blonde hair?
My mother.
Huh?
My mother.
Your mom was blonde. Okay, so it is your mom. Oh, that's so sweet. I can see her hair. Good. Oh, I love that. That makes me so happy.
Okay, I've got some weird. I gotta say this. What's with the nails?
Okay,
is there something with nails?
Not that I can think of.
Huh? Okay.
Like fingernails?
Yeah, fingernails. Like I keep seeing like fingernails. Like
paint,
look at my nails.
Like
look at my hands. You know, look at my fingernails. And I'm just like, okay, what's the deal with that? Okay. I have no idea.
That's okay.
Yeah, I can't think of anything with nails.
Okay.
It's okay. You know what? Hold that and just, you never know. Later it might come up and you'd be like, oh, that's it. You know, just always, you know, keep that, tuck that away for a little while.
Okay.
And she's telling me something about your health and she wants to make sure you're okay. And I'm going right to the tummy, like the digestive system. Are you having issues with your tummy?
Oh my gosh, I was just gonna say, do you feel all tied up inside?
I actually just started taking a prescription for that.
Okay.
Yeah, because she thinks, she's like, yeah, you're on the right path, and that's probably a good thing, and give it time and be patient. And she's stressing, and she's pointing her finger at me like, tell her to be patient. So she's with you. If she's not here in the physical sense, she's with you. You know, she's around you. And she knows that you can feel her. She knows that you can feel her around you. And when you feel her around you, she truly is there. What else? And she's showing me a crocheted blanket or a knitted blanket.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Okay. And I think she's just trying to validate that it's her. And I see yellow in it. Is there yellow in it?
Well, my grandmother did it, crocheted a number of them. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Mine did, too.
Yeah.
I have
so many. I know one of them has yellow in it, but I think it's yellow and black.
Okay. All right. So she's just – I think she's just trying to say she should snuggle up with that when you're feeling a little under the weather, or if you're feeling a little tied up inside, or you're feeling a little anxious. She said that will give you comfort.
Okay.
And know that I'll be with you, which is really nice. And you should talk to her. Because she can hear you. Yeah.
Okay.
You know? So, wow, what a beautiful gift from your mom.
Yeah, very nice. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Oh, our pleasure. And you know what? I hope you feel better. And, you know, we're here if you ever need us. And, you know, that's how we roll.
Okay. Well, you have a good night.
You too.
You have a beautiful night. Thank you so much. I love it when mommies show up. We got two other calls on hold.
Especially on Mother's Day, too. So.
Right? All right, here we go. Rock and roll, next one.
Okay.
Hi, good evening. Thanks for holding. You're on with Missy and Liza.
Hi, thank you. My name is Wendy. Very nice to meet all of you.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
Oh.
Good.
I've been applying at several very good places for employment, such as Kaiser Permanente, Franklin Templeton, and TRICARE. I have 18 years experience. Will any of them hire me and keep me at least 4 years?
Can I ask you a favor? Can you just repeat what you said? For some reason, you were breaking up, and I couldn't hear you completely.
Certainly. I'm applying for employment at some very nice places, such as Kaiser Permanente for their call center, Franklin Templeton, and also TRICARE for their call center. Will any of those places hire me, and will they keep me for several years?
Okay. Now that
Franklin,
I heard.
Franklin stands out for some reason. Before you even said anything, that when you started saying they were looking for a job, I heard number two. When you said number two, which was, okay, well, Franklin Templeton, there's something about Franklin Templeton.
Well, that would be a really nice job. I actually thought I had downloaded my resume a week ago and I hadn't heard anything. And then I saw the same job on Indeed.com. So I went back into my computer and I had not finalized the application. Then I got the email saying, thank you for applying. We've received your resume. And that is more of a financial, it's called TA. It's more like, I think you greet the caller and you determine what they're looking for and you connect them to the right department.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I think it's more technical than that. I just hope that, how soon do you see me working for Franklin Templeton?
I heard six.
That's what I got too.
Oh my gosh. The number six came to my mind. So
yeah, immediately.
Maybe you'll hear in 6 days from them.
Okay. Well, that's interesting because June is the sixth month.
Huh? True. You're right. So good for you. You're hired.
Okay. And so it could be 6 days or 6 weeks, I guess, maybe.
Yeah.
Hopefully not longer than that.
Right. I'm thinking 6 days, 6 weeks. It's somewhere in there. I just heard the number six. Yeah.
So when you're hired, you'll call back and tell us, right?
I promise.
Would you?
Awesome.
I really want longevity. To me, at this point in my life, longevity would be even 4 years. Will they keep me at least 4 years?
I see you moving up. I don't see you at one place. I'm sorry, Liza, I jumped in.
Okay.
Yeah, is there room for mobility in that company? Because I see more room for mobility in that company rather than the other ones that were mentioned.
Right.
Yeah? Yeah.
Well, all I need is around 5 years so I can retire. So
I just keep getting numbers in my head this tonight. This is so funny because I'm like, I heard the number five again. So you say 5 years.
And you know what the weird thing was is that after we heard the number six, I heard the number five in my head. So Liza, we are completely ridiculously connected tonight.
Oh my
gosh.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So I think you just stick with it and you need to call us back when they hire you.
Yes.
My only concern is I do have really almost 20 years experience in call centers, but 15 of that has been in more of a vision insurance environment. And then the rest is more like banking. So I'm just hoping that it's not over my head if I am hired and that I can keep up and that I'm not uncomfortable. I want to be comfortable and be happy to go into work every morning when I wake up.
Yeah. I think it sounds like personally, and this is not a psychic thing, but you've got a lot of experience in a lot of different areas. And I really think that they will look at that and say, oh my gosh, look at how much experience she has in all of these different areas. And I think it'd be easy for you. I don't think it would be a big transition at all.
You know what? When you said that, it made sense to me because to have survived 15 years where I was working,
it's the
largest vision insurance company in the USA.
Right.
It's quite an accomplishment because it was very intense. So
yeah, I don't see that this being as intense as the other, as the vision place. It'll just be different, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, well, maybe I'll even get two offers, or would it just be the one, do you think?
I don't know. They'd be stupid not to hire you. Anybody.
Well,
seriously.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Will you please put that in writing?
I will put that in writing.
Actually, you're right, because I was world class where I was. And speaking to people on the phone for 20 years, I take such excellent care of them. I knock myself out. I know how to communicate. Every question and concern, if it's important to my caller, it better be important to me. And I treat people with dignity and respect. I don't have to work at it. It's natural for me. And mm-hmm. I naturally want to learn and be detailed. And I'm a translator because I can put things into layman's terms. I might know a technical word for it, but I support them in an ambiance of receptivity and respect.
Right. That's very important. And it sounds like, you know, once you talk to the caller, you understand. I think you have an intuitive sense on how to treat them. And that is going to really be your best bet. And we wish you so much luck.
Yeah.
And you better call us.
Okay, ladies, I promise.
All right. You have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hey there, you're on with Missy and Liza. Good evening.
Hi, this is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Now, Melissa, you have to sing to me now. 'Cause My full name is Melissa. Now you, so now you have to birthday to me. Go ahead.
What?
It's my birthday.
Drums. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yay.
Aww.
Thank you. What can we do for you, dear?
Day.
Yep, it did.
Any messages from the other side for me?
Oh, see, yeah, you called for that. I thought you were just calling for my birthday. Okay, whatever.
Oh, man.
I get this uncle feeling. Do you have an uncle or a close, like a male relative, cousin, uncle that has died within the last, I would say, I get the number 5 in my head, whether it's 5 months or 5 years, that you might have been close to?
I have one uncle who has passed. Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Do you wear jeans a lot?
Probably. He was a mechanic. He was a...
Oh, okay. All right. Stable. That makes perfect sense then. Okay. Yeah. So sometimes I get, you know, I get the visual and in my head and I see like what they wear and kind of what they look like. Was he a little heavy set, maybe? Short?
Yeah.
Short stature?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, well, there he is. He says, hey. oh, funny. Did he have a bicycle? Did he ever give you a bike? Or was there a bicycle that he rode or repaired for you at one point?
He
that
may
you remember?
Have.
Right.
When I was really
or maybe,
young, probably.
Maybe. Yeah, he seems to be showing me a bicycle, and he's very proud that he fixed this bike for you. And it had a basket on the front, like a little, you know, one of those little kid wicker baskets.
Maybe.
I don't know if that reads for you or not. And I
was
get
his name
I'm
Philip
seeing a lot of,
or Phil.
I'm sorry.
Was his name Philip or Phil? Who's Phil?
No.
Hmm. Okay.
I have no idea.
Well, I just have multiple people in my room right now, so I'm like trying to.
Yeah, her phone. Her, you know what? The microphone. I'm her phone is breaking up left and right, and when she or I have a lot of spirit around us, we get this like electrical interference. It's bizarre. were you pretty close to him, Melissa?
He was my favorite uncle.
Oh, see, there you go. Okay. All right. Well, he seems to feel the need to tell you, you know, that he's coming through and that he loves you, you know, and that, do you have a daughter?
No, I have a dog.
You have a dog?
Is
it a girl?
She's a girl.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, it works. He just put his hands up in the air. He says, hey, whatever works. And then I just saw a female and I was like assuming it was your daughter, but apparently it's your fur baby. So I don't know why he pointed that out to me. Maybe he just wanted to verify. What else? He says to me, I don't really know what else to say except I love her and that I'm proud of her and what she's doing and that I'm around a lot. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Did that make sense to you, Melissa? Okay, good. I'm getting the number 7. Whether it's July or a special number or something of that effect. That work for, does that mean anything to you?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, that's okay. Just hold that. Because maybe later on it might mean something to you. And you'll say, oh, that's what it was. Because a lot of times that has happened to me. Mm-hmm. When someone will say, blah, 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 blah. And I'll be like, no. And then, you know, 3 days later, I'm like, oh, they were right. Bastard.
Do you feel them around you?
I feel energy. I'm actually a Reiki master trying to learn all this stuff.
Oh, awesome.
Yay!
That's awesome. Do you just like maybe walk into a room and all of a sudden you smell like somebody's been under a car for a week? You know that car smell?
I smell. He reminds me of cigarettes because you smoke a lot, and everyone tastes cigarette in my mouth, and I'm like,
yeah,
my breath.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
I was smelling like, you know, that car smell, that greasy oil.
The oil, that grease car smell.
Yes. I was just smelling that, so I was just wondering if you smell that when he comes around.
Otherwise, it's just because you didn't shower.
Oh, so that. I'm sorry. But that smell reminds me of my dad and uncle. They both were mechanics. Is it Goop or something? I can't remember what it was called. But every time I smell that, but I don't smell that. If I did smell it, they're the ones that are going to flash up and say, "Oh, bad."
Is your father passed as well, Melissa?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did your father pass as well?
Yes. She said yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Were they brothers? Yes. Right.
No.
My they
uncle
weren't
was
brothers.
My mom.
Your mother's
no.
brother. Okay. Gotcha. But they got along.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Because I see, do you see this, Liza? I see somebody's with their arm around the other one, and they're giggling. They're laughing. I don't know why they're laughing. Did they like to play jokes?
Yeah, they cut up a lot. They both
okay.
Had
all right. All right. Well, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Like one is like, oh my gosh, this is so funny because I'm probably seeing the same thing that you're seeing, Melissa. The other one was like putting rabbit ears on the back of his head, like he thinks it's mm-hmm. funny. You know, like they're trying to take pictures and he's like, he keeps putting rabbit hairs on his head, on the back
yeah.
of his head. You know how they try to be goofy?
Yeah.
Did he ever do that in pictures? I don't know.
Probably.
Right, I get this whole practical joke type, like they'd like to play jokes on other people, maybe either together or on each other, or family members that they knew they could get, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know what, in regards to you being a Reiki master and trying to learn more about this whole thing, which is a lot of stuff, I was going to tell you, because I do see aura. And so I did see a lot of pink around you, which was contradicting the whole macho uncle mechanic thing. So I was like, you know, not really going with that pink aura feeling. Now, when I see color, I see aura, being that I am who I am, I do forget what the colors mean. So because I'm human, I'll just look it up, but I see a beautiful pink aura around you, which I think is your vibration is high.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing. We'd like that. So did you recently become a Reiki master?
Last year I finished the final attunement. I've been working with a master teacher, but I'm getting to the point to where I'm like, I'm kind of stuck. But I did notice starting to hear like this low vibrational hum in the distance. And I'm like,
yes.
Oh, yeah. What is that? I have no clue.
That's just
you hear a low vibrational hum. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just your guides and your angels coming through more clearly, more, you know, trying to come through and, you know, clearer. Because I mean, we hear that too. We hear that low hum when somebody's trying to communicate with us, and you might even be getting messages from loved ones that have passed on as well. Because once you open yourself up, especially being a Reiki master, once you open yourself up and you open those channels, you can. I mean, the possibilities are endless for your gifts mm-hmm. that will come out. That you'll just like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that this was even inside me. I didn't even know I was able to do this. So you might be hearing those low vibrational hums because it's probably, I'm thinking it's people from the other side that's trying to communicate with you.
Exactly. And you know, what's funny is that I just looked up pink and guess what it means? It means you have clairaudience. Hello.
Hello.
It's me, which means you can hear. So I think what it's doing is trying your
attuning your hearing into that.
You're attuning your
frequency.
Hearing. So where you hear a low hum, I hear a
uh-huh.
high pitch.
Okay.
So we all hear different things. So in your time of meditation, take the time to really try to hear, and you'll almost feel like you're in slow motion. And maybe they'll feel more comfortable to tell you. Do you hear things in the car as well?
I actually heard that at my old house. I just recently moved, and I thought, God, what is the woman next door listening to? And I think it's like a speaker feedback of a vibrational coming off of the amp. And then I moved out here, and this is more of a nature setting, and I still hear it. I'm like, well, okay, I guess it's me. But if there's any kind of, like, focus on it, because if there's any background noise, like wind or even a fan will block it out. I sleep with a fan on.
Well, if you don't want to deal with it at the time, that's a beautiful thing to do. Because it can be overwhelming after a while, you know?
Yeah.
Well, listen. Well, I didn't hear you. Say it again.
So when I focus on the hum, I get really heavy across the chest area. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's like a
Have you smudged your new home yet?
Yes, I have.
You have. Okay. All right. I'm getting the eggplant, some lavender. I don't know why.
Getting some white
comment. Lavender.
I have lavender.
You do? Okay. Whether you can use it on yourself or just put some in your home, I think it'll lighten the feeling of the heaviness that you're feeling.
Okay, cool. I will try.
You know
that.
What I mean? And hey, Melissa, give us a call or find us on Facebook if you ever have any questions. We're here to help you. And welcome.
Okay, cool.
Welcome to the
Thank
crazy side. All right. Have a great night.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, everyone. It's Melissa and Liza. Missy and Liza, how can we help you tonight?
Hi, this
Hello?
Is Lena. How are you? Hi,
hey,
this
Lena,
is Lena.
How are you?
I'll be good.
Thank you.
Aww.
Are you
going to
sing to me?
My son is named
Hey, Lena, I'm having a real hard time hearing you
here.
Yeah,
we're having a hard time hearing you, hon.
Oh, I said...
There we go.
I said my son's birthday is May. I just took your speaker. My son's birthday is May 10th, and I know all about stars.
Oh, yeah. And every bit you know is completely true.
Yeah, I know that. I live with
Lena, how can we help you?
Well, I've gone through a transition for the past 4 years, probably longer than that. But anyway, I'm trying to – my life is slowly getting back on track. I've been living out of my car 2 years now, and I recently – I'm working two part-time jobs, one that I took a week and a half ago, and actually, a few weeks ago, and it's just not working. Somebody else contacted me about helping them in their business, but it probably won't be right away, so I'm – I'm really thinking about leaving this other part-time job. I'm just torn because, it's the extra money is nice. I'm trying to save so I can go rent a room somewhere. Mm-hmm. But the first night I worked there, I got hurt, and then I hurt my back yesterday. So I'm just like, there must be an omen for me to get out of this place because I'm just so
frustrated. Is this the job that you don't want to be at?
Yeah, I started this job a few weeks ago. I mean, it's a simple front desk job. It's just that the manager and the people that operate it are just antagonistic, and they're just, I don't know, very strange people. I don't know what their problem is. You know, I'm overqualified for the job. They're getting like a manager in the front desk position, and all they keep doing is antagonizing me, and it's just like, I don't know what these people want from me for this little money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm really, you know, hoping that something else might come through with this lady that, came to me yesterday, and I'm just, because I really want to give up this job, but I'm thinking of just, there's only a few days this month, like 5 days I have to work this month because it's part-time, so I'm, but the manager already put me on the schedule for the whole month. You know, she's a real control freak, and so I didn't know when I really wanted to go to her because I might just finish out the month for her. But I don't really want to, but I need the money. So I'm like torn.
Right. Sure.
And I don't know if this has anything to do with what is going on. But I'm getting that there's, you have some sort of attachment, whether it's stuff that you need to let go of, something, maybe old patterns or people from your past. It's almost like you're, I feel like you're chained, you're chained to a wall almost, and you don't know how to let go, and you move a little forward and you just keep getting pulled back, and you don't know how to move forward. So I feel like you're chained up against a wall, whether it's fear or if it's, you know, the past, the desperation of the future. There's this attachment. So it could be anything. It could be, you know, physical addictions. It could be emotional patterns. It could be old relationships with people. I mean, it could be anything. It could be yourself holding yourself back. It could be your, you know, an attachment that you just, an energetic attachment that you just created. It could be unhealthy habits. You know, it could be, like I said, desperation about the future. I feel like there's attachment. So what you need to do is you need to just, whether or not you feel it or you understand this, you need to just keep repeating to yourself, just let it go, let it go, let it go. Release, release, release. And a good time to release these things, and you can do them anytime. You really can. You can do them anytime. But a really good time is around the full moon, is to do just that releasing period. And so just, you know, if there's things that are going on, you know, your personal inner demons kind of thing that's going on in your head, write them down. Things that are going on, you want changes, you want things to happen, write them down. Write these things down, burn them, you know.
There's a man, too, who just, he won't move forward with me. Okay. And there's another stuck pattern, and I keep going back, and nothing is moving forward, and I'm just, I keep trying to cut him off, and he just keeps trying to want to come back, and I just keep, it's just not going anywhere, and I'm just frustrated with him, too. It's just almost like a mirror with my job.
You need to do those cord cutting. And what cord cutting means is just, it's almost like you're cutting invisible cords off of your body. Like you're brushing something off of yourself. And so you set those intentions out there and say, okay, well, every time I'm around this person, or I'm always around this situation, afterwards, if I feel like I'm emotionally drained, or I feel so tired and I feel like I'm just like, bleh. You want to brush off those energy cords, because we're energetic beings. So we connect, every person we come in contact with, we connect with them energetically. So we create these cords. So we have all these cords that are attaching us to, you know, every Joe Schmo, blow, everybody. I mean, everybody around us, you know, whether it's you smile at somebody on the street, you know, I mean, we have these cords. So get in the habit of doing that cord cutting. Get in the habit of letting that attachment go. Whether or not you know exactly what it is right now, maybe you do, I'm not sure. But just letting things go and walking away. And, you know, you're strong. You're stronger than you give yourself credit for.
Oh, I'm very strong. Anyone could survive 2.5 years living in a car. It's got to be a strong person.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So you got to let it go. Let it go. Let those things go. Yes. And do those cord cutting.
It's just sometimes when you give notice on a job, things get worse. You know what I mean?
Well, you're giving a decent enough notice, aren't you?
Well, I mean, I only started 2 weeks ago, and I only worked like a few days, like I think twice this week, and then the following week I work one day, and then the week after that I think 2 days. So it's only part time. So I don't know whether I want to finish out the month or not. I mean, I might do that just to give her courtesy, but they haven't been very nice to me, and I would try.
Okay, because it's only been a couple weeks. I would try at least a month, really just kind of try and try it out and see how it goes. Because, you know, 2 weeks, you're still kind of getting in that. And you, like you said, you're part-time, so you're really not working a full 2 weeks. So give it a really in a part-time mind, give it a month of a part-timer. So what would that be if you're working part-time? That might be a month and a half or 2 months. Give it that time frame and just really see how it goes, and reanalyze it and reevaluate it then. So if you're still having those same feelings, then yes, I certainly, yes, let it go. Go, you know, walk away. Do what you need, and maybe something will come up in this time frame. Maybe, or maybe this just, you're just kind of working out the kinks. So you got to work out the kinks, you know, work out all this stuff. But just, yeah, just really give it kind of a little, you know, a longer time frame than just a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. It's just like I said, I got hurt on the job the first night, and then yesterday I hurt my back. So to me, I always take that as a sign that just not a good atmosphere for me to be in, and the manager keeps, I don't know what is these people's problems. It's just very strange people.
You know, I would go in and, you know, maybe it's a lower vibration of people. It's a, you know, they're kind of stuck in this him-hom, ho-hum kind of mundane life. And we're just going and going, and it's like we're robots, and they're just robots, and that's all they know of is just keep going and doing this and coming to work and doing your job and going home. And it's a pattern. So maybe, you know, just bringing your own light and your own, you know, love and compassion into when you're working. I mean, smile, the biggest smile you can ever smile. Say hi to everybody. I mean, just show this overly abundance of life and love. And I think that, you know, I mean, I think people will come around, but yeah, just give it a little bit longer.
It's just that she makes up the schedule a month in advance. So I don't want to get stuck there another month. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I would give it a little bit longer than just a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Have a good night. All right. We are on fire. Okay, here we go.
Yeah. Are we got another person?
Oh, yeah. Hey, you're on with Missy and Liza.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
What do we got talking tonight?
Are you guys having some fun tonight?
Well, of course
yes,
we are.
Are you going to...
I'm probably feeling like everybody else. I'm pretty frustrated.
Oh.
I feel like all the callers are frustrated. I'm sorry.
They probably
what
are.
They
gonna...
frustrating line.
Well, you know what? Right now it's Mercury retrograde. Right now it's Mercury retrograde, and we're going through five other planet retrogrades. So there's a lot of stuff going on. So yes, there's a lot of frustration going on right now.
Maybe I'm feeling that. It's not what I'm doing, but I'm just feeling all those planets going out of control, and I'm trying to stay calm. And I'm frustrated.
There is that.
And the weather sucks on top of it. So
hey, today was nice. Don't get me wrong.
Well,
today was good.
Today was humid, and my hair was not doing well, so I decided I should just stay home today.
I'm just going to kind of jump in, and I know you probably haven't asked anything, but you're frustrated. So are you not speaking your truth for something? Are you not expressing?
No, I'm studying for exams, and I'm frustrated. I am overwhelmed, actually, with all the material. I'm so overwhelmed. I'm like... scared that I won't have enough time, and I'm just not, I'm just really, really scared for this exam. I'm terrified.
Is it a science
monster.
Exam?
No, well, it's science, yes, partly.
Huh. You're getting really worked up.
There's something with communication, so, whether it is saying, you know, I need a little bit more time, if you can do that, I don't know. Or just, you know, taking a step back yourself and just taking a deep breath and, you know, we forget to breathe. We forget how to breathe. Because, I mean, I can just feel your anxiety. It's just like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God, yeah. I still have 2 months.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I have so much material to cover, and I feel like it doesn't, the material doesn't end, and I have to memorize the whole stack of things, and the material doesn't end. Like I could read like 5 books, and I'm just, you know, if they're not romance books, they're real. They're
right.
Not like passion, love. All
right.
That is not there. It's hard, but I'm gonna be okay. It's not as hard as, you know.
You'll
other
be okay,
things.
And maybe just two, because you're not speaking your truth to yourself. So you're trying to do all these things and get all this stuff done, and you're not, your higher self is saying, hello, take a step back, just take a step back, breathe, relax, you'll get through it. Call on
right.
your angels, call on your guides, say, I need your help, I need your assistance, I need some way to remember how to remember these things. And like you said, you have 2 months, so don't get so worked up now. Just try to take a deep breath. Go walk outside, hug a tree, walk barefoot in the grass, ground yourself, do some earthing. Just try to find ways to get into nature. It'll relax you. It'll make you
yes.
more content.
I
you know,
just
if
need
you, if,
to relax. I need to,
yes.
I need to relax.
Yes.
I need to communicate to myself that it's not a true emergency.
Yes.
I'm not dying. Nobody
yes.
puts a gun on my head. It's not a true emergency.
Exactly.
I gotta calm down.
There you go. Ding, 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 ding. Yes. There
if
you go.
Even though I'm still anxious, I still have to repeat to myself every time this whole thing. It's just, there's no way out of it. I gotta go through it.
You will.
You got to do what you got to do. You will. You'll get through
you know
it.
What?
You'll
here's
get through.
Here's yeah. the thing. You can see, you can look at the whole project and freak yourself out, which is, I think, where you are. You have
yes.
to break it down. You have to break it down into compartments where you can handle it.
I do.
And when
that's the only reason why I'm still going.
Good.
That I've compartmentalized everything. I've
that's
compartmentalized
beautiful because
everything in groups, and it's really nice the way I'm doing it, actually. I have to say I'm very proud of myself, the way I'm doing it.
There you go. You're very proud of yourself. We love
energy.
That.
I'm making flashcards. I'm compartmentalizing
awesome.
Every group. It's like a science project here. I copied
mm-hmm.
Some notes that my teacher sent me, like a whole pile of stuff I can go through.
Good.
It's basically, it'll keep me busy for a while.
Right.
Well, then, you know what? It sounds like you're
better.
In control. You know? You've
I'm
got
just,
this.
Sorry?
You've
yeah.
got this.
I got it under control.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
So just breathe. Take the time.
Yeah.
Take a minute here. Take a minute there. Close your eyes. Don't do any work. And just take a breath. And let it all out, and that you'll be amazed how much of the anxiety you're carrying will release. And you might have
yeah.
to do it 25 times a day, but it's okay. And
yeah.
stop
yeah.
self-sabotaging and beating yourself up, because you're actually on a really good path.
Yeah, actually I am. I'm taking
okay, then.
All the time I need to study. I don't have to finish. If I do 4 hours and 3 pages, fine. I don't know. It just as the pace goes, you know. I think that I
yep.
just have to trust myself that I can,
there
that
you
I
go.
Know what to study.
That's a very hard thing to do, is self-trust, you know, and
mm-hmm.
you can say, I'll
yeah.
trust myself. But then to go ahead and do it and take that step,
yeah,
that's another animal altogether. So I highly recommend you do that. And, hey, when you're done, let us know how your test went. And
I'm sure I'm
going to
pass it.
You'll be great.
It's just the path towards it sucks. The path towards it is painful. But I have to
sure
go
it
through it. It's not easy.
I know, but you'll do it. Yep. Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, you guys are nice to me. Thank
you.
Oh,
honey, you have
welcome.
A good night. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, Liz, we got a couple more calls, and then we're going to go over a little bit tonight.
Yes.
Just have a few more calls, and then we'll call it a day. Hold on
yes,
one second.
Call it a night. Yes.
Hey there, you're on with Missy and Liza.
Hi, this is Patricia, and
hi,
I just want some Hi. I just wanted some insight into my relationship with this guy named Ricky.
Ricky, don't lose that number. Sorry, I'm dating myself. Ricky, huh? Is this a new relationship for you?
Yeah, we started seeing each other last summer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Who's scared? One of you is like...
Yeah.
I think it's him.
I do, too. I get this like, oh, boy. Oh, I don't know. Oh, because he really, really loves you, and he's really... It's freaking him out.
Okay.
If that helps at all. Go ahead.
Go on.
No, go ahead, dear.
I think he just thinks that I require a lot, or not require a lot, but, you know, have some expectations that he thinks he can't live up to, like, I don't know.
Well, that's his own demon. He needs to get it. Tell him to get over it. Sorry,
yeah.
This is just me talking, not like the inner psychic crazy woman. Just, please,
yeah.
Tell him to get over it. Do you want us
yeah.
to call him? Because we will. I'll call Ricky for you.
Yeah. I don't know what to do. I don't want to pressure. I don't want to do anything. I just want him to realize, you know, I don't want to pressure or whatever, so I just go with the flow. But I need him to...
How long are you going to go with the flow,
return.
Right? Right.
Yeah. Next month is my birthday, and you don't get it.
Woohoo!
You know, I was going to like, well, so long. Because, I mean, we all are scared. We just have to take the leap.
You know that whole scared thing? What are they afraid of?
Right. Exactly.
You know what I mean? I mean, if he thinks you're amazing, which I think you are, and... there shouldn't be any fear. And if the fear is on his end of the stick, then the fear is coming from what he's seen in the past with other relationships, whether it be with himself or family members. And he's afraid he's afraid to screw it up. And he needs to realize that the fear is going to push him away from you rather than pull him closer to you.
Okay.
And if there's a way you two can, if you can just sit down with them and say, you know what, we are afraid it happens, but, you know, explain to him, yeah, you have expectations, but everyone, there's compromises in relationships and,
yeah.
you know.
And I don't think he knows how to do that because he had a first love that broke his heart. So, and he put all his into that. So I guess he's like. All
sure.
people do that or that kind of
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly, yeah. So that's, you know, you're not that person, and you need to be clear with him and say, I am not that person. I am Patricia, and I am awesome, and you should just worship me. Basically, that's what you
I don't know if he's ready to settle down into a committed relationship either, so I'm thinking maybe that's it too.
That's a little too much, maybe? Well,
yeah.
Are you?
I am. Yes, I am.
Okay, so here's the thing. Women usually are, I would like to say, because we have
yeah.
a better sense of ourselves at certain points in our lives, and he's just being a silly boy. And that's my profound
yeah.
and yet in-depth study of Ricky. But I think he's being
a little boy.
Patricia,
yeah,
I think Ricky has
very
a really
immature.
Good... Yeah, he needs to get over himself. You know what? I think he has a really good heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he really... loves you, but he's afraid to make the next step because he's afraid of the rejection. And the rejection isn't from you. The rejection is from the past relationships and probably family rejection as well.
Yeah, see, he wasn't raised by his mother. He was in foster care, so he really didn't
okay,
get
well,
back
then, there,
his mother.
That's, there it is.
Yeah, until he
there
was like maybe 12 or 13, teenager.
Yeah. You just,
okay.
you know what, you're going to have to be a little more patient with him.
But how much is a little bit more? I think
well,
I've been
I don't know.
Sorry.
I mean, you know, dear, it makes perfect sense. I just think, you know, knowing where he came from, and he needs to do some work for himself. You can't
mm-hmm.
do the work for him.
Yeah.
Whether or not, I don't know how you can suggest that.
because that's just a touchy
yeah,
subject.
Yeah, that's something he has to come upon his own spiritual journey, like I had to.
Yeah.
So I mean,
exactly.
I guess I just have to let him work through that and just go with the flow. If it's meant to be, we'll be together. If not,
exactly.
We'll,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
see,
I won't have to pressure or anything. Yeah.
I was just going to say, you need to listen to your intuition. So, and it sounds like you are. So, and I know this is going to sound really, real. I don't know why this even came in my head. So, and usually I have to get in the habit of speaking whatever messages come through, but I'm hearing, and excuse my language for this, I'm hearing shit or get off the pot.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
That's what I'm gonna do. If I'm just gonna go with the flow. If he's not gonna do what I want to do, you know, have your own life. And when you're ready, or if you're ever ready, or think I'm the one. If I'm not with someone, maybe you can try again.
There you go. Oh, I like
there
you.
Go.
Let us know how it goes.
All right.
All
okay.
Right,
thank you.
Have
ladies.
A good evening, ladies.
You're welcome.
All right, honey. Good night.
Bye. Bye.
All right, Laz, we have two calls left, and then we are out of here.
Okay.
Hold on a sec. Thank you for being so patient. You're on with Missy and Liza. How are you?
Happy birthday to you.
Yes. Yes. Go, baby.
Happy birthday to you. I told you I have a beautiful voice. How are you?
So thank you for singing.
How are you? Who we got
good,
calling
I'm Jackie.
Tonight? Jackie? Hi, Jackie.
Yeah.
Hi, Jackie.
What's going on, girl?
No, don't worry.
Let's see.
What's going on?
I'm in the middle of I'm in the middle of a career transition. I've gone back to school. I
for
finally
you.
Landed my internship. Thank you. And
excuse me.
I'm getting ready to actually, like in a few months, quit my job. And find a part-time job. Do finances look like they're going to work out?
There is, before you even started talking, I heard support and assistance. So somebody, a female, whether it's like financial advice or it's somebody you're connected to, something with money,
money's good. We like that.
Right. Money is good.
I did apply for three assistantships at school. So that's where you work and you get like free classes.
Okay.
Stipends.
Okay. Something. Yeah. That's all that I'm getting is something with female, something with support and assistance.
I heard save, if that helps you at all.
Not spend.
No, I like that word way better, but I heard save, unfortunately. Yeah, I do enjoy the other word tremendously.
Yeah.
Well, just be on the lookout for some sort of assistance, you know. Yeah.
Okay.
Even if there's a possibility of a new friendship or even a new love, I don't know. There's some sort of assistance. So,
see, and you know what the funny thing is, Liz? I feel like it's almost like a, not even a love, but like more of like a sisterhood, if that makes sense. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I have a good friend who is she's pretty wealthy, so.
Oh, hey.
But yes, that's what I just like hearing this woman, and she's assisting, and she is, and there's money. So I'm like, okay.
And you can give her, and you know what? And you can give her our phone numbers. So we're good.
Right. Well, she
we're available
really,
to help.
I mean, she'll give it to people that, you know, are, you know, she's not willy nilly about it.
Right.
Good. Well, you're her best buddy, so it doesn't matter. And not that you're looking for it, you know?
Right.
Now, is the reason why you're going part-time is because of school?
And the internship, yeah.
And the internship. Okay. That's what I thought.
Because
I just needed to double check.
It has to be during the day, so.
I see. But you know what? It's only a temporary thing.
Right.
You know, I think you'll be fine. I have a feeling you're going to be just fine. I'm not really concerned. And if you do hit a wall, which is possible, it might be just your own wall, if that makes any sense at all.
Yeah.
And you need to allow it to happen, but you're really not hitting a wall. You're just shifting.
Right.
You're just, you have to look at it as a shift and look at it as a good shift. But it's going to feel funky. And I think once you get through that shift, and I don't think it's going to take that long, to be completely honest. I think once you get through that shift, it's going to be a lot easier for you and everything's going to seem a lot clearer. Does that make sense to you? Does that reach you at all?
I think so. Because I'm a little bit afraid about, you know, because I'm going to be a counselor. So,
are you?
You
That's
know.
Beautiful. Yeah, you.
That's awesome.
You're going to be great. You are going to be great. I had a feeling because you're calm. So, no. Don't, I mean, I know that sounds funny, but I feel a very calm presence about you and that things might bother you, but you're not going to like blow up. You know what I mean? You're not going to completely lose it. And you know when to ask for help.
Okay.
You know, so trust that in yourself. You know, we wish you luck on your internship. I'm so happy for you. That's really – so are you going for your master's of social work? Is that – you're going to get your MSW?
Master's in clinical mental health counseling.
God bless you. That's amazing.
That's awesome.
That takes
Good
a lot of strength.
You.
And you're a really strong person. I completely feel that. Because when I talk to you, I feel very solid. I don't feel like willy-nilly. It just feels very solid to me. So that's a good thing. We love that.
That's awesome.
We wish
good
you much
you.
Luck and trust your sense and trust your gut, baby.
Okay. Inner guidance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Oh,
good night.
And good luck. Good luck with that.
Oh, thank you so much.
You bet, dear. Good night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, once again, we finished a lovely evening of Sixth Sense Sisters Psychic Sunday. And thank you to everyone who was calling in. We did have some people here and there on the chat room, but they weren't really talking. Eliza, thank you, darling. And thank you to those who sang happy birthday to me. Yay, that was awesome. Join us next week for more fun-filled facts with us because, you know, we're full of it.
We're full of it. Yeah, we're full of it, all right.
We're full of it, all right, let me tell you. And know that every second Sunday of the month we do readings. And you know what? If you like what you heard, tell your friends. Because we're here and you can find us on our website. You can find us on our Facebook pages. We're everywhere. We're on Twitter.
We are everywhere.
We're everywhere. So everyone, thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening. Eliza, love you more than peanut butter.
Love you.
And happy birthday to me.
Yay.
Bye-bye. All right. Good night, everybody.
Night.
You've been listening to Sixth Sense Sisters on Blog Talk Radio. We're here every Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. You can find us on our website, www.sixthsensesisters.com. You can also find us on Facebook at Sixth Sense Sisters with Missy and Liza. And, of course, our individual sites, The Empathic Connection and The Fantastic Empathic, and both are .com. Join us here every week. We're also on Twitter, by the way. We're here every week, and join us next week, because you just never know who might join us. Everyone have a great week, and thank you for the happy birthday wishes. You are all amazing. Good night.